Shalom to all. Today's office bomb seed of Sadi Tess. We are starting Sadi Chesom and Bez on the bottom with a brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Mars Mirim Sarabas Yakam Maisha Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And Lila Nishmas Mars Fredchai Bela Basitzvi Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah tells Zashel Sapara, a person borrows a cow, Vishokhaloi, Biyad Binoi, Biyad Avdoi, Biyad Shluchai. And the owner sent his cow to the borrower with his son, with his Evid, or with his Shliach. Oi, or Biyad Binoi, Biyad Avdoi, Biyad Shluchai Shal Shoyal. He sent his cow with his son, Evid, or Shliach of the borrower. And it died along the way. Potter, the borrower's potter, this is not considered an oinus that happened in the borrower's rishos because he never took responsibility for it yet. However, Amr le hashayel, let's say the borrower told the owner, Shilchali, I want you to send it to me, biad bini, biad avdi, biad shluchi, with my son, my evder, my shliach, oi biad bincha, biad avdicha, biad shluchicha, with your son, with your evder, with your shliach, oi sh amr le hamashil. Or if the owner said, Hare ani mishalcha lecha, I'm sending it to you, biad bini, biad avdi, biad shluchi, with my son, evder, or shliach, oi biad bincha, biad avdicha, biad shluchicha, with your son, your ever, your shliach, va'amrle ha-shayel, and the shayel said, shalach, send it, I agree with you, v'shilcha, and then he sent it, umesa, and the cow died along the way, chayev, the shayel's chayev, because the moment it was sent with the shayel's automatically responsible for it, and therefore he's chayev for it. And v'chem, v'shashamachzira, it's the same thing when he's sending it back. If when the shayel is sending it back to the mashil, he didn't get permission from the mashil to send it back to him, so it's still considered to be in the rishos and responsibility of the shayel, and if it dies along the way, the shayel's chayev. However, the shayel gets permission, or is told by the owner, yes, send it back to me, and it dies along the way, the shayel is putter, because it's considered to be back in the owner's rishos. And the Gemara Tzaitas Amar Alf on top begins with a question. Biyad avdei chayiv, you want to say that if the owner sent it with his eved, and something happens, the borrower is chayiv, yad eved kiyad rabbi. The hand of an eved is just like the hand of his master, so it's like the master himself is bringing it. Why would the shayel be chayiv for that? So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel answers, beved ivri d'loi kani lei gufei. We're talking about an eved ivri that his body is not owned by his master. An eved kanani, you're right, his body is owned by his master, so if the eved kanani is taking it, it's like the master's taking it. But here we're talking about a Jewish Eved. His body is not owned by the master, and therefore the moment the Eved Ivri takes it, it's considered to be in the Rishos of the Shoyal. Now Rav Amar Rav says, no, afilu tam Eved Kanani, we can even be talking about Eved Kanani taking it. Nasa ka'omer lei hekisho makal v'hitavai. We treat the situation as if the Shoyal told the Mashal, hit it with a stick and it's going to come to me. And the same way that if he would have said such a thing, the moment the animal is hit with a stick and it starts walking towards the Shoyal, it's automatically considered in the Shoyal's Rishos. So to over here, when he didn't actually say this, he just simply agreed that it was going to be sent with the Eved, even though it was being sent with the Eved Kanani, it's still considered to be in the Shoyal's Rishos automatically. However, now we ask on Rav, Mesa, we have a brass that tells us, Hashal Zapara, if a person borrowed a cow, and he sent it with his son or Shliach, and something happened along the way, Chayev, the borrower is Chayev, whereas Biad Avdoi, if the owner sent it with his Eved, Potter, the borrower is Potter. Now, Bishlam Mishmuel, we could explain according to Shmuel, the Masnisin Bevet Ivri, our mission is talking about Eved Ivri, whereas Bryce of Eved Kanani. The Bryce is talking about Eved Kanani. And as we said, an Eved Kanani is considered like his master, and so it's like the master himself is bringing the cow, and therefore the Shal is not Chayiv. El Rav Kashab, according to Rav, it's problematic. How do we explain this discrepancy between the Bryce and the Mishnah? So I'm like, Rav, Rav would answer you, Loi Tema Nasa Ka'imer Lei. Don't explain the Mishnah like we did, that it's as if he told him, strike it with a stick and send it to me. El Emo, rather explain the Mishnah as follows, Be'amar Lei Hikisho Amar. It's where he actually told him, strike it with a stick, and it will come to me on its own. And therefore, in the Mishnah, the moment it was struck with a stick, it's considered to be in the trust of the borrower. And even though it happens to be that Eved Kanani took the animal to the Shoyal, we don't pay attention to that Eved Kanani, because the main focus is that the Shoyal said, strike it with a stick, and it's going to come to me, so automatically it's in his Rishos. Whereas the Bryce is talking about where there was never that instruction, and all that happened was that the owner sent it with his Eved Kanani, and of course, that's not considered to be in the trust of the borrower. Now, how do we know this? So, the Itmar was stated in the Bryce. Let's Reuven tell Shimon, Hashalan, Parascha, lend me your cow. Vamar Lei, and Shimon told Reuven, Biad me, who should I send it with? Vamar Lei. So Reuven told Shimon, Hikisha Maka Vatavai, strike it with a stick and it will come to me on its own. Amar Nachman, Amar Rav Arvua, Amar Rav, Kimish Yasin Rishos Mashil, the moment it leaves Rishos of the Mashil, Umesa, and if it dies, Chayiv, so the borrower is Chayiv. The Gemara suggests name is Sayele. Let's say the following Bryce is a Raya for Rav. The Bryce tells us, Hashilena Parascha, Reuven tells Shimon, please lend me your cow. Vamar Lei, Shimon tells Reuven, Biad me, who should I send it with? Vamar Lei, and Reuven responds, Hikisha Maka, strike it with a stick, Vitavai, it's going to come on its own. Kimish Yasin Rishos Mashil, Umesa, Chayiv. The moment it leaves the Rishos of the owner, if it dies, so then the borrower is Chayiv. So it seems to be a Braisa just like Rav. However, Amar Vashi, Vashi says that no, it's not a Raya. Hachmai Skinon, what's this Braisa talking about? Kagan Shahis Chatzer Shal Shayel Lifnim Chatzer Shal Mashil, where the Chatzer of the borrower was within the Chatzer of the owner, Dechi Mishal Chala, that when the owner sends his cow, he strikes it and starts walking, Vadil Hasam Azla. It's for sure going to go there. It's for sure going to walk into the Chatzer of the borrower. And that's why the moment it leaves the Rishos of the owner, the borrower is already Chayiv for it because it's in the borrower's Rishos. Ask the Gemara, Yachi, if that's the situation, in Maila Memra. So what's the chiddush? Of course the borrower is chayv for it the moment that it leaves the owner's rishos. It's now in the borrower's chatzar. There's no chiddush here. And the answer is, loy, tzricha, there actually is a chiddush. The ike gazyasa, there's actually little nooks and crannies and crevices that the cow could hide in. Mal detema, you might have thought, the loy samchadaite, the borrower is actually not saimech das, because doma kama hasam, maybe the cow is going to stay by the owner and hide in one of these crevices, voy asya azal hadya, and it's not going to come to him on its own. Kamashma, the chiddush is, the samchadaite, he is saimech das, and when he tells the owner, strike with the stick, and it's going to come to me, automatically there, he's ready mechayev himself in einsin. And now getting Omar Avuner Avuna says, Hashal kard mechaveri, a person borrows an axe from his friend, bakabai, if he used it to chop wood, kanai, he's kind of it. Loi bakabai, if he didn't chop wood with it yet, loi kanai, so he's not kind of it. Ask the Gemara lamai, in regards to what, is it yet or not kind of it? Elim, if you want to say einsin, in regards to einsin, maishna para, why would this be any different than a cow, the mishas she'ela, that he's already chayev from the moment he borrows it? Ela rather, what's Avuna referring to? Lechazara, in regards to the mashil, the owner, he's allowed to be chayzer from the deal. Is he allowed to take it back? Bakabai, if the borrower used it to chop wood, loy mati hadarei mashil, the mashil, the owner is not allowed to be chayzer and call him up and say, hey, give me my axe back, because there was a kinyan there when he used it to chop wood. Whereas loy bakabai, if he didn't chop wood with it yet, mati mashil hadarei, so the mashil is allowed to be chayzer on it. Now we see very clearly that Rav Huna holds that mashicha alone in the case of borrowing something is not a kinyan yet. Something has to be done with it in order for there to be a kinyan. And so now the Gemara tells us, please, Ravami, this is clearly not like Ravami. Dom Ravami, Ravami says, a mashal kardim shel hektesh, if a person lends out an axe belonging to Hektesh. Let's say Reuven was Makdesh an axe, so he has his Hektesh axe in his house, and then he lent it to Shimon. Ma'al lefi tavis hana shabai, he's over me'ila based off of the tavis hana of his lending. What does that mean, the tavis hana? So when one person lends to another, he gets a tavis hana, he gets some sort of benefit, then now the borrower owes him one, if you will. And that's actually worth money, because imagine you could pay for that. Let's say you don't have anything to lend, but you want somebody to have this feeling towards you that he owes you one, so you'd be willing to pay a couple dollars for that, and that's what Reuven gained by lending this Hektesh axe to Shimon. Now Shimon owes him one, so there's a Toivas Hana, and that's the Me'ila, that's what he's taking from Hektesh. And furthermore, his friend, Shimon, the borrower, is allowed to now use the axe to chop with. Now, if you want to say that Shimon is not kind of the axe just by simply doing the Meshicha, Amai Mahal, why was Reuven over Me'ila? Why is his friend, Shimon, the borrower, allowed to chop wood with it L'chatchila? He should return the axe to Reuven and not be kind it, V'loi Limol, and no one's going to be over Me'ila. And since we say that the lender is over Me'ila, and the borrower L'chatchila is allowed to chop with it, it must be that simply Meshicha alone is kind it. Let's just focus. How does this work? So the axe itself is still Hektesh. It's just the usage of it is not. Why so? Because Me'ila removes the subject of the Me'ila from Hektesh. And over here, since we said that the lender has to pay for the Tavis Hana received, that means he was over Me'ila regarding the usage, so the usage is 100% mutter. And the only way this is possible, that one is over Me'ila, and L'chatchila, the borrower is allowed to use it because it's not considered Hektesh anymore, is if we say the Meshicha itself is Kaina, and that's clearly not like Rav Huna. The Gemara continues to plead Rav Blazar. Rav Huna's din is also not like Rav Blazar. The Amar Blazar, Blazar says, the same with the Chazal or Metakin, that when a person buys something, he has to do a Meshicha on it, and money itself is not a Kenyan. It's the same thing by a Shomer. When a Shomer does Meshicha on something, that's a Kenyan, and nothing else is necessary, so that's clearly not like Rav Huna. And Tanya Nami Hachmi, Brassa just like this. So now we have our source, and the Brassa continues. The same way that Karka, land, property, is acquired either with money being paid, a Shtar being written, or a Chazaka being made in the land, so too when a rental is happening, one could acquire that rental with money paid, a shtar written, or a chazaka being done to the rental. So we ask, hold on, schiros ma'evite, what exactly are you referring to when we say schiros? If a person is renting an object, so he's doing meshicha on the object, and that's what begins the schiros, not the money, not the shtar, not the chazaka. So what do we mean that kesef shtar and chazaka is a kinyan when we're dealing with schiros? So Rav Chizkiya answers, schiros karka, it means if a person's renting land, so then the way to halachically establish that this is a real schiros is through kesef shtar and chazaka, just like when a person is buying land. I think Mark Tavis Amr Shmuel tells us, Haiman de Gozel Chavitza de Tamri Mechaveroi, a person stole a block of dates from his friend, Ve'isba Chamishim Tamri, and it has 50 dates in it. Akva Dadi Mizdabnon Benun Nechichada. If he sells them all together as one block, so they're sold for 50 minus 1, meaning for 49. Chada Chada, but if he sells them one by one, Mizdabnon Benun, it's going to be sold for a total of 50. That's what people do to make some money. They would buy a block of 50 dates for 49, and they would sell them one by one, making a total of 50, so that's a fantastic profit of 1. And remember, this guy over here stole a block of 50 dates. So Lahedyet, if he stole it from a Hedyet, from a regular guy, Mishalm Chamishim Nechichada, he only pays 49. Whereas Lahektesh, if he stole it from Hektesh, Mishalm Chamishim, he has to pay 50, Vichum Shayu, and a fifth of that 50, because he stole from Hektesh, Masha Enke Mazik, this is not like a Mazik, if he damages Hektesh, Dloy Mishalm Chomsho, he doesn't have to pay a fifth, Damar Mar, because it was stated, we have a Pasuk that tells us, Ishkiyach HaKodesh, if a man eats Kodesh, Pratel Mazik, mazik that excludes if a person is mazik hekdesh, he doesn't have to pay an extra fifth. I'm asking for Rabbi asks the following question. Why is it that when he steals his block of 50 dates from a hedyot, from a regular guy, he only has to pay 49? Nimalei, why doesn't the guy say, I would have sold them one by one, and I would have made 50, not 49, so you owe me 50. And the answer to this is, we already learned something similar in a Mishnah that tells us we evaluated Beis Sah in this Sadeh. What's this referring to? So Mishnah tells us that if Reuven's animal eats a row of veggies in Shimon's field, the damages paid are not the value of that row itself if it were to be sold at the market. That's a much higher price. Rather, we view how much this is worth vis-a-vis an entire Beis Sah. Namely, how much less would a Beis Sah that's missing this amount be sold for in comparison to full Beis Sah? So you see, when there's two different ways to evaluate, we're going to evaluate the lower one. And same thing over here. There's two different payments. The ganav could either be charged 49 or 50. And so we're saying we're going with the lower amount, 49 and not 50. Now we have another question. Remember the Sarver Shmuel, din hedyot lav kedin gvoya dami? Does that mean to say that Shmuel holds that the din of a regular person is not the same din as hektish? As we see, by regular person, Shmuel says only 49 has to be paid, whereas when it was stolen from hektish, 50 has to be paid. So that means that hedyot and hektish are two different things. But Vatanan, we have a mission that tells us, not all evidence occurring by hektish. Let's say the gizbar, the treasurer of hektish, took a stone or a beam from hektish, loimal. He's not over me'ilo yet because he didn't take it out of hektish's rishos and he didn't benefit from it yet. He simply just picked it up, so he's not over yet. However, nasal chaveiroi, if he gave it to his friend, humal, the chaveiro loimal, he, the gizbar, is over me'ilo and his friend is not. And the reason why he's over me'ilo is because he's the one that took it out of hektish's rishos by giving it to his friend. Or let's say a different scenario, benabasech beisai, if he built the beam into his house, loimal, he's not over me'ilo because he didn't change the beam at all. Until he lives under it, the value of a shavar pruta, and that's considered benefiting from hektish. So then the gizbar is considered to be over me'ilo. Now focusing on this last thing that we just mentioned, we continue. V'yasa Rabbo kamid Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbo was sitting in front of Rabbi Yechanan. V'yasa v'kamar Rishmei de Shmuel. He was sitting and singing in the name of Shmuel. Zoyis Ameris, his last din that we mentioned, that if he lives under this beam of hektish that he built into his house, he has to pay. That tells us hadar b'chatzar chaver shalemi daitoy, that if a person lives in his friend's chatzar without his friend knowing, sarach lahalas leschar, he has to pay him for living there. And this is the question on Shmuel. So what's the question? Let's explain. The Mishnah said that the gizbar over me'ilo has to pay when he lives in his house and has his hektish beam built into it. And this is even though hektish, so to speak, doesn't know about it. It's shalai midas hektish. And what did Shmuel say? Zoy semeres. This tells us a din about a person living in another one's chatzar shalai midas. And so we see from the fact that the word zoy semeres is used that we do learn hedyot from hektish, because zoy semeres is a connector between one statement and another. And since we're connecting the hektish statement to a hedyot statement, it must be that hektish and hedyot are the same. So this is a question on what Shmuel had said before in regards to the date case, that the ganav has to pay the hedyot less than he has to pay hektish. We have a steer in divrei Shmuel. Does he equate hektish and hedyot or not? So the answer is hadar b'Shmuel me'ahi. Shmuel is chayzer from that, meaning this din that we just mentioned, that if a person lives in his friend's chatzar shalei midas, he has to pay him. That's something that Shmuel was chayzer from. In other words, Shmuel was chayzer from the din that hedyot and hektish are similar. They're actually not similar. As the remind me'ahi hadar bei dom me'ha hadar. Who says he was chayzer from that? Maybe he was chayzer from this, meaning maybe he was chayzer from the date case, and that he would hold that hedyot and hektish have the same din over there, and the same way you have to pay hektish 50, so you would have to pay hedyot 50 for stealing his block of dates. The Gemara says, Loimehi Hadarbei, he was chayzer from that. Kedir Rava Shmuel, like Rava Dama Rava. Rava says, Hektish Shalai Midas, Kehedyot Midas Dami. That whenever we have a case of a Hektish Shalai Midas, for example, living in a house that has a Hektish beam built into it, that's considered Hektish Shalai Midas, that's like a case of Hedyot Midas. It's not like a case of Hedyot Shalai Midas, and therefore Shmuel was chayzer from his Zoyse Meres din, where he tried to compare Hedyot Shalai Midas to Hektish Shalai Midas, because really it's like Rava, that Hektish Shalai Midas is like Hedyot Midas. And while that scenario, Omer Rava, Rava says as follows, Hanish Guloi, these porters, they broke a barrel of wine for the store owner, meaning he had this barrel of wine that he was going to sell, and these guys broke it. And how much is this barrel of wine worth? So it depends. If it's the day of the marketplace, it's sold for 5, whereas Bashar Yoim Mizdavna Barba, if it's not the day of the marketplace, it's only sold for 4. So how much do these porters have to pay? Well, it depends. If they return this barrel of wine to him on or before the day of the shuk, they could simply give him back a barrel of wine because he'll be able to sell it at the upcoming Yoim de Shuka for 5, and therefore they don't have to take 5 out of their pocket, they just have to give him a barrel of wine. Whereas Bashar Yami, if they're paying him for this damages caused any other day, meaning after the market day, Mahajule Hey, so they have to pay him 5. Because he could always claim, if I had that barrel of wine during the market day, I would have been able to make 5. And now that you want to pay me back after the market, well, you have to pay me 5. And that's a valid taino. However, Veloy Amr, this was only said, El Deloy Havale Chavel Zvuni. That's if he didn't have wine to sell on the market day, he can make this claim, look, if I had wine, I would have sold it. But I didn't have wine, so they would have to give him 5. Let's say he had wine to sell in the market and he didn't sell it. Well, he should have sold it, and now he doesn't have a taina. Well, you have to pay me 25 because it's not the market day. Because they could tell him, you had wine on the market day and you didn't sell it. So we don't have to pay you 5, and they could just give him the barrel of the wine. Now, in the situation where they do have to pay him 5, because after the market day, still, it's not a full 5 that they have to pay him. He would have to subtract these two amounts. Agar tirche is the payment for his tircha. Because if the store owner would have had the barrel of wine by the market day, he still would have had to sit there and sell it cup by cup or pitcher by pitcher. And since he's getting paid after the market day, he's getting cash in hand, and that means he's saving himself the tircha of having to sit there for hours on end selling it, and so therefore that amount of money is subtracted and they don't have to pay him the full 5. Another thing they could subtract off this 5 is Dmei Bar Zanaisa. According to Rashi, we have another girsa of Dmei Kar Zanaisa. What are these two different things? So Kar Zanaisa with a chaf is Milashon Lichroiz, to announce. On the market day, they would hire a guy to go around saying, hey, great wine for sale, come and buy wine by such and such fellow, and that costs money, and this is something that the store owner is saving because he's getting paid after the market day, so therefore they would be able to subtract this from the payment. And the other girsa is Bar Zanaisa, as written in the Gemara, and this is Milashon Berez, which is a spout. When you have a barrel of wine, it's made out of cheres pottery, and it has to be professionally drilled to put a spout in it, and that's something that the store owner would have to pay for. And over here, he's not paying for it, because again, he's just getting cash in pocket, so this amount is subtracted as well from the porter's fee that they have to pay him. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with another Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.